Welcome to the town of Tiny Tables. Welcome to NXT. Now, this was the go-home show for Stand and Deliver. I'm really not too bothered. And there's another 80s musical bit for you. Yes, rapidly dwindling audience of those people who weren't born in the 80s. I wasn't either, but I remember the 80s. I do remember the 80s. Anyway, Stand and Deliver, Your Money or Your Life, is coming next week. No, it's not. It's coming on Saturday. And this is the go-home show for that show. And it just shows you the show, how the show was showing you, that all I was interested in was the tiny tables in NXT this week. We had two of them. First of all, when Ilya Dragunov was invited again, they had a meal. He was invited to a meal. I'm going to invite you to a meal. You can't refuse. Yeah, because we've got all that tropes of mafia stuff, haven't we? And, all that and big Francis Ford Coppola movies and... Well, not that this is a big Francis Ford Coppola movie. No, it looks like it's not on the right budget. But there's a tiny table. Table for two. I mean, let's put it this way. You could get a starter on there, but you couldn't get a main course as well. And pudding, forget it. There's no sweet required because no cheese board, no sweet, nothing. I mean, you might not even get two wine glasses on there. It was a tiny table. And then later on, we will see the usual wrestling tropes of Roxanne Perez and Lyra Valkyria, first of all, chatting and getting, chewing gum in Perez's case and Lyra cradling the title and then getting angrier and standing up and all of that. And fighting, and then Lyra putting Roxanne Perez through a tiny table, which had candy on it. It was like a coffee table, but it was really weak coffee, a really small coffee, a demitasse, if you like. Tiny tables this week. So it just shows you how poor this week's episode of NXT was, doesn't it? If tables are the things that really interest me. It starts out really well. How could it not? With Nathan Frazier, and Axiom versus Latino World Order versus, all right, Gallows and Anderson. Yeah, okay, there's going to be somebody who comes to the party late, doesn't bring anything to drink, and eats all the cheese footballs. And that's then. However, it was so fast and so furious, and Gallows and Anderson were sort of in the middle of it as the heels, really. So, just great work here from FNA and LWO, really. Beautiful enziguri from Frazier Zizia, lovely LWO double drop kick, sliced bread from Axiom. Axiom over the top on everybody, and then LWO over the top on everybody. I think they were both over the top. I mean, this was over the top, the whole thing. And then a Frazier Zizia, Phoenix Splash on Wild for the pin. It was really good. And the great thing was that Gallows and Anderson didn't drag it down to mediocrity. Glory be, wonders will never cease. Now, here's Lexis King. Lexis King, we don't want a writ, talking about Von Wagner and Mr. Stone, because they will. He will fight Von Wagner later on, and why I've no idea. You've got these people, you might as well give them something to do, and why are you giving them that to do? I don't know. I feel the same way about Sean Spears already. And he doesn't deserve that. Neither does Lexis King. Brian Pillman Jr., he doesn't deserve that. Von Wagner, I don't know, maybe. Anyway, before we get there, we've got Fallon Henley with Thea Hale and Kalani Jordan versus JC Jane with Kiana James and Izzy Dane. Before we get there, though, Ilya walks out of his house. His car's been clamped. Oh, I can't believe my car's been clamped in my own driveway. There must be a new city ordinance which says I can't park in my own driveway. That'll be why I got that fine when I went and sat down and ate my food at my own table in my own house. That's the way it works, you see. However, he gets offered a car ride. Yeah, don't worry, I'll do that. Goodness sake. Ilya is really paranoid about people taking away his belt and about, you know, being the kind of person that everyone's looking to because he's the champion. Don't just get in a car with somebody. Oh, it's in the script, is it? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to make you a meatball. You can't refuse. That sort of thing. Back in the ring, because there is a match going on, we get a Henley, low Henley kick. JC Jane takes it outside and smacks Henley's head into the buckle. There is a headlock worked from JC Jane. Flying clothesline from Henley. And all the time, there's no real reason for it. And then there's a bit of a brouhaha. 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 Down at ringside, because there's loads of people out there, aren't there? And Jane gets the pin with a big knee. Then she kind of says it was all a game. Yeah, she goes, I think they're in gorilla position here with Ava there, who, you know, I mean, later on, she'll get a desk. At last, she's not hanging out outside Shawn Michaels' office anymore. She's actually got a desk. So, Jane tells us, obviously having come through the curtain, that it's all a game. And, well, it was something. I mean, a game's usually enjoyable. And I don't, yeah. Unless it's time to play the game, which wasn't always enjoyable. And then here comes Thea Hale, very angry. And Ava agrees to a six-person match at the premium live event. Stand and deliver. Yeah, because they like to do these things on the hoof. Now, here's the aforementioned Lexis King versus Von Wagner match. Or the why am I bothering to watch this match? Actually, they try hard, you know. Von Wagner's on King very early on. He sells the you've knocked me out of my game feel very well, does Lexis. There is a Von Wagner Beal, a Lexis drive-by knee, that's very nice, on the apron, very nice. And then King takes control with a neck breaker and a worked headlock. Von Wagner's back with a spine buster and an enziguri on the apron, but he wants to get him through the announce table. He's fixated on that announce table. He's fixated on it. It just, you know, just the announce table is all he really wants. These are a few of his favourite things. Well, one of his favourite things anyway. Can't get him through it. And he takes his eye off the ball, I believe. And Lexis gets the coronation, that neckbreaker. Tight move for the pin. They tried hard, but, oh, I don't know. Now, here's Ava. She's all over the place tonight, actually, in Hayes's dressing room, Mellow. And he's not Mellow, actually. He's got loads of security in there. They are dressed like ninjas. They've suddenly become like ninja security. Why do you need that? So people can't see if you've got security. They come out of the shadows. Well, there's no point, is there? Supposed to be there to stand behind him and do all that tough kind of arms folded type thing. Now, Natalia is talking up Petrovic, and Perez is into trash talk, apropos of nothing, with Natalia. Yeah, just, you're here, so I just thought I'd trash talk you, because I've got a different kind of attitude now, and I'm going to be put through a tiny table later on. I bet you're not going to be put through a tiny table, are you? No, I'm going to be put through a dinner table. Oh, dinner table, is it? Tiny table's too good for you, are they? Now, we've got a load of ice, and she's fighting Petrovic. It's actually all right. Before we get there, though, we've got Ariana Grace looking through her clothes rail and talking to Ren Sinclair. I sort of zoned out at this point because they're not doing anything with Ariana Grace. She's got a really good character and they're not doing anything with it. She keeps upsetting people. And Fallon, not Fallon Henley, see, they're interchangeable. Ren Sinclair looks on as Ariana Grace leaves it to say, "Oh, how dare you?" But not really, as if she's thinking, "I don't quite know what you said there." But, I mean, they will fight later on, so I suppose something was said. I might have been supping me tea. Two sugars, hot and sweet. That's what they call me. Now, back in the ring, we've got Vice and Petrovic not really meshing that much. It's a shame because I really want to see a bit more of this. Vice worked a headlock. In fact, they both did. Then Petrovic got some really nice kicks in. They were very nice. And a flying roundhouse kick. But Vice got the single leg crab for the tap. It was okay. I just wanted to see a bit more. Although they weren't melding, I think there was something in this match that could have gone a bit longer. I mean, you could have sacrificed this skit, for instance. Ilya being driven into a garage. Walking into the garage and somebody slicing something. He's got a circular saw and he looks like he's slicing some kind of building material. I don't know what it was. It looked like some sort of panelling. Maybe Tony D has, and Stax wasn't anywhere to be seen tonight, by the way. Maybe he was there and I missed him. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if I did. Yeah. So, maybe they've got a building company on the side. Maybe it's all about being at one with the cement. Maybe it's about that. God blimey. And here they are at a tiny table with a cloth on it, like a red velvet cloth, to be continued. Is it? Do we have to? It seems to be. Now, here's the second tiny table. They didn't keep us waiting. It's the Supernova Sessions. It's Perez and Valkyria. Perez, as I've said, chewing gum. Valkyria cradling her belt. They really pile on the tropes, as if the trope with the tiny table and let's sit down for dinner isn't bad enough. They've got this. Starts out calmly, gets more heated. They stand up. Perez attacks. Valkyria is put through a tiny table, as you do. And there you go. Now, there's a Dijak vignette promo thing. He came to collect championships. Did he? Well, let's see if you can. Obafemi watches backstage, and then we do that thing where they do that thing where you follow him and he's walking out into the ring versus Joe Gacy. Why am I watching this? Is this the go-home show? They say it is. But that's supposed to make you excited for what's going to come. Not make you scratch your head and wonder why you're bothering. Joe Gacy, why? Why? I don't know. I mean, he's in a feud with Sean Spears, isn't he? Yes, he is. Because Sean will attack him with the chair just as he comes, as he gets announced. By the way, after Ava has been to see Mello, with all the kind of shenanigans of the ninjas, we then get Ava visiting Trick, because that'll be the main event, you see, their confrontation, the summit, and what you get is a bit of a voiceover. Earlier in the evening, Ava talked to Trick. Well, he's got a bit of short shrift, hasn't he? Mello was given all that stuff. And you just got a voiceover, mate. I'd have a chat with your agent if I were you. Now, back in the ring, if we have to, we've got an Obafemi elbow drop, in fact, several of them, forearms, I mean, meaty, so meaty. A massive chop on the apron, such a huge sound, like a gun going off. It really was, it was pretty special. Gacy's back with an enziguri. At least he gets some offense in here, which other people haven't had against Obafemi. Lovely springboard moonsault. I mean, he really extended that sucker. But Femi, he brooks no kind of understanding of great moves. He just throws him. And then he's out. I think Gacy passes out. Crowd are very quiet. It's a no contest. I couldn't quite work out whether that was a DQ because he threw him. I don't know. But the crowd are really quiet. And you're killing any of the kind of excitement you've got going into the premium live event. Now, this is interesting because Lyra Valkyria comes to see Tatum Paxley, who's, of course, off her head with delight, with, you know, so excited with her work with Lyra and being with Lyra and her greatest fan. She's calm. And Lyra is very angry. That's a nice wrinkle. It's a nice change. It's the kind of thing they were doing with Trick and with Mello a while ago. And let's see how that plays out. Oh, I'm interested in something that might happen at the Premium Live event. That's the first time in this episode. Here we've got Grace versus Sinclair. Ren Sinclair's got those one-legged ring trousers. They just don't work. You kind of think, are you paying for those in monthly installments? And you can't get the rest of your leg until you've paid for it. Booker talks about someone being as low as a cup of coffee. I mean, Vic does pick him up on it. As low as a cup of coffee? What do you mean? What's low about a cup of coffee? Booker doesn't reply, I don't think. There's a nice Grace Atomic Drop and a Boston Crab. She really sits back on it. That's lovely. High kick from Ren Sinclair, but Ariana Grace bridges back into the pin. She's close to the ropes. She holds the ropes for the pin. That's quite right. And I like that character. I want to see more of this. I don't want to see her having altercations in the changing room or the locker room. I don't want that. Because we've seen it week in, week out. Do something else with her. Now, before we get to Sol Ruka versus Blair Davenport, which actually will be good, we've got the dinner. Basically, they're just chatting. Ilya's belt's on the table. So now there's no room for anything. There's no room for spaghetti. There's no room for meatballs. There's no room for hummus. There's no room for celery. There's no room for sherry trifle. There's no room for a cheese board. They're not actually eating. It's supposed to be a dinner. Suddenly, Tony D grabs Ilya's hand. And really, I don't understand this because Ilya is supposed to be someone who can really take lots of pain. Now, his hand was stamped on a bit last week. But really, it looks like, oh, we've suddenly found his weak spot. His Achilles heel, or rather, his Achilles hand. It doesn't chime with the way they're selling him, which is he can take you to the deep water and he will swim away. Because he could hold his breath longer than... I think I've done enough with this deep water analogy. But that's the way they're playing him. And now it's... Well, somebody stamped on his hand. It was Stax. And hurt it. And now it won't heal. So Tony D's grabbing his hand. I mean, they have to do this because no one expects Tony D to win. Oh, God, he might win. That would be terrible. I like Tony D, but they're really messing about with this laboured La Famiglia thing. I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse and all that. And the Francis Ford Coppola on a budget thing. Anyway, he's hurt his hand and he's holding his hand. And that's it. There's no pudding at all. I mean, there's you don't even get crackers. There's nothing. I mean, I call for the bill, but there won't be anything, will there? Because you've hadn't had any food. So he's a bad host, that Tony D. I expected at least some toast and pate. Some toast from the host. Nothing. Anyway, back in the ring, we've got Sol Ruka lifting Blair Davenport by her wrist. I love that. Grapevining the arm. Standing moonsault from Ruka. Clotheslines Blair Davenport over the top, but then runs into the steps and her bad knee is dropped onto it. And then she really sells that knee. I mean, she's dragging it behind her as if she's lost all feeling. I mean, she gets a kick, sells that knee. There's a dive over and they both go over. This is really rather a good match, actually. And then a nasty smack onto the mat by Blair Davenport, but Ruka has the presence of mind to roll her up for the pin. Really rather good. Really rather good. It didn't make me want to see the premium live event or anything, but it was good. A good match on NXT these days. Glory be. Now, Briggs and Dijak and Obafemi just seem to meet backstage. Yeah, I'm just going through that door. I'm going through that door. I'm going through that door. We happen to have met here. Let's talk. Jesus, I mean, really, do they think that we are foolish and stupid? Do they think this? All that kind of walking the corridors, bumping into somebody. Yeah, all right, bumping into one person, maybe. Not bumping into another two. And here's Ava, actually, at the desk. Not a very nice desk, but at least she's got it. Gacy, I mean, she starts with saying, well, words to the effect of, if I do say so myself, you know, referring to the premium live event. Yeah, intimating it's a good card. Not really interested, because, really, you've done that card. Concentrate on the go-home show. Here's Gacy saying he wants a match with Spears, which he will get at the PLE. Oh, they've really hot-housed that, haven't they? It's been, what, a week? 2 weeks? And here's your main event. It's not wrestling. It's a chat. I mean, it doesn't get... It doesn't follow the expected tropes. It's not like the Perez and Lyra Valkyria segment earlier. They actually just chat. And they manage to get whole sentences out. No one is put through a tiny table. It's actually got some drama about it. I really rather like it. They give them air. They can both speak. They can both do a little bit of text, actually. I mean, we're not talking about Shakespearean soliloquies here. No one's going to do a Macbeth or a Hamlet, are they? But, yeah, it's good. And then security... As soon as security leaves or they're out of the ring, they fight each other, and then the locker room and other members of the WWE come out to separate them. What doesn't happen is that Booker T doesn't do his, I like it. I think he's been listening to this podcast. I'm sorry, Booker. You do it if you want, mate. I may not like it, but that's not the point. You're enjoying it. And I didn't enjoy this. But what I do enjoy is, get this, patreon.com/SNME radio. Radio. That has fantastic wrestling and pop culture podcasts, if you like. And it costs about $1 a month, which, if you want loads of content and it's blooming good, then it's not a lot to pay. If you can afford it, of course, do go over there. Do have a look at it. It's a really good offer. I mean, I download them. I love them. And I continue to love them. And I really want to love NXT. But at the moment, it's hard. It's really hard to love this program. We're going into the PLE. I don't really want to stand or deliver. And this go-home show did not make me want to watch it. It made me want to see somebody on a normal-sized table, maybe having a bit of food. Is that too much to ask? Seems to be. Ta-ta.